Replacement time to a fellow named Tony from Detroit, Michigan, and this colored fellow, Sugar Ray, beat him. So had
you
I,
beat him?
No. Had I beat this man from Detroit, I would have fought that same professional champion, at Sugar Ray Robinson.
I've heard of him.
Well, the one time I was in High Cotton.
That's
of course, it was
that.
Yeah.
And then after 42, did you quit boxing?
Yeah, I gave it up. Yeah.
How old
in
42?
18. 21. 21 and 22. Yeah, I was 18 and 39 when I first went. 18 and 21, yeah.
And then what'd you do? Did you become a fireman then?
Oh, no. I waited at upstate docks when I got out of school. And then from the state docks when World War II come on, I went to the shipyard. Then when the war was over, I came on the fire department in 1945.
Okay.
Well, the 24th of this month, in a couple of days, I'll have my 30 years in.
Are you going to retire?
No. As long as the Lord gives me good health, I'm going to hang right with it.
Good for you. That's great. All right. Tell me where your mother was born.
Mobile.
And your father?
Mobile.
Okay, now how far back does your family go in Mobile?
Whew, that's for my
time. Were your grandparents on your mother's side from Mobile?
Yeah.
How about your grandparents on your father's
side? Same thing, Mobile.
Do you know back to what date your family first got here?
Oh, Lord, no. No matter.
No idea?
But it goes way on back, but I remember seeing what do you call it, one of those family trees one time. My goodness. Well, back,
definitely. Okay. Now, how much education did your mother have?
Leroy?
I don't think she finished high school.
Okay.
What are you doing?
You said you don't think your mother quite finished high school.
No, I'm sure she didn't.
Maybe 10th grade, 11th grade?
Yeah, but I guess. Well, I really don't know, because she married when she was young. She married when she was 15 or 16, I've heard her say.
15 or 16, you think?
Yeah.
Well, then that's probably about 10th grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She did drop out of school to get married. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How about your father? Did he finish school?
No.
Say, he dropped out of school to marry her?
I married her soon.
Are they about the same age?
Pop was 5 years older.
Oh, he's 5 years older?
Yeah.
Then he probably finished school, don't you think?
No.
Oh, he dropped out, but not to marry her?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did your father do for a living?
It was, I call him a banana checker.
Banana
on the fruit wall, yeah. On the fruit wall. Down at the docks. Yeah, for United Fruit Company.
And what did he look for, tarantulas?
No, ma'am, he just checked the bananas, what they call, by hands, a bunch of bananas.
Uh-huh.
You know, you see how they got all them different rows?
Yeah.
Well, they call them hands.
Each row is a hand?
Each row is a hand, yeah.
Well, did you count them?
Yeah, well, you see, no, when it comes on a bunch, you say 6 hands, 8 hands, 5 hands. They just glance at them, and they can tell how many. It's a little small one, 4 hands.
You can tell just by looking?
Yes, just by looking on them, yeah.
And did your mother work?
No, she was a... Yeah, well, you want to call it work, she had 12 children.
That's work.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And they lived to celebrate the 64th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's nice. Are either of them still alive?
No, they passed away. Several years ago.
Do you remember your grandparents on your mother's side?
No, they were both dead when I come along.
They were?
Yeah, on both sides.
Do you know what your mother's father did for a living by any chance? Did she ever tell you?
You mean what my daddy did?
No, your mother's daddy.
Oh, no.
Grandpa.
Wait a minute, he was, I remember one time, John was his name, I remember that much. And they came from Ireland, because my mom and